I'm Charles Lovejoy, and I bring you greetings from the Smithsonian Church of Christ, where the truth is preached with love. I consider it a joy and a privilege to come into your home with the Word of God every Sunday morning, and we pray that you'll continue to tune in to this radio station. We're all blessed to be serving our mighty good God who takes care of us and who provides for us. He is a great God of heaven. He's created the universe, and thus he is the creator of heaven and earth, and he has blessed us, and we thank God that we are able to serve him. He blessed us to be able to rise up early this morning. We ask you now, as we enter into our study of God's word, we're going to be studying with you this morning from Matthew, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 37 through 41, and it reads, "And there arose a great storm and a wind and wave beat into the ship, and so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him and saying, Master, care not that we perish. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" We see here, and our Lord and Savior is on the ship. He has been teaching on the seaside, and he's been teaching a great multitude of people. But now Jesus entered into a ship, and he goes into the other part of the ship. And he's taking a little sleep, getting a little rest. So our lesson from our subject this morning from this particular scripture is surviving the storms. Surviving the storms. There are many storms in our life that we need to know how to survive. And here the disciples find themselves in a peculiar situation with Jesus on board, and yet a great storm arose. And the great storm arose, and they experiencing this great storm on the Sea of Galilee when the mighty windstorm occurs, and the storm was violent. Despite being experienced fishermen, they find themselves fearful. And they said, "Where's Jesus?" And somebody said, "He's asleep. Go and wake him." Now the storm is raging, and wind is howling, and the rain is pouring, thundering and rolling, lightning flashing, and death seems to be knocking at the door. And they say, "Master, cares that we perish?" And they awaken him, and Jesus comes up, and he immediately rebukes the wind and the storm, and says, "Peace, be still." That many times there'll be storms in our lives that we need to deal with on a day-to-day basis. We need to know that we can trust in Jesus. As we launch out and continue facing storms in 2012, we need to know that some of the storms we'll be facing, we're facing home foreclosures, job layoffs, and economic collapsing, high gas prices, hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, and everywhere. And there's storms. These are storms that we're facing. But we know that we face some of these storms with Jesus. The important thing is knowing that we can survive the storm. Surviving the storm, the disciples find themselves on the ship with Jesus, and they said, "Master, care that we perish." Here we have King Jesus aboard, the best captain, the best navigator. And the water is rough, but we got the best captain, the best navigator. So we need to know that they should have understood that no matter what comes, the master can handle the situation. But they were just like we are, and we're learning. You see, and Jesus awakened, and he said, "Oh, ye of little faith." We need to have enough faith to trust in God as we're going through some economic collapses in our society today, and people are dealing with all kinds of situations, all kinds of troubles in their life. And we need to understand that Jesus is just a phone call away. He's just a prayer away. We need to trust in him, who's better able to keep you from falling. Trust in Jesus. He's our rock. He's our anchor in a time of troubled water. He'll speak peace to your troubles. He'll speak peace to your troubles. And trust in him. He has brought us through so many years and all our past troubles and all of our past years. But stay on. We need to understand we can survive with Jesus. We understand that there are times in our life that the Lord won't just remove the storm. He'll say, "Endure." He wants us to be able to endure and lean on him, trust in him, and he'll bring us through like pure gold. Trust in Jesus, and he'll speak to your storm, and he'll speak peace to your storm. You see, we have storms sometimes in our home, in our church, in our workplace, but Jesus is able to speak to our storm. He said, "Peace, be still." Lord, how much we need to trust in him who's able to keep us from falling. He is our Redeemer. He is our salvation. He is our rock. He is our foundation. He is our Deliverer. He is our Savior. He is our King. He is our joy. He is our peace. Speak to Jesus and let him help you survive the storm. Many of us storms are physical and some are spiritual, but we need to be anchored in Jesus. And he'll bring us through like pure gold. I challenge you to trust in Jesus no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with. Some of us are dealing with all kinds of situations in our lives. The stock market collapsing, all kinds of things are going on. Home foreclosures, economic collapsing, financial situations. Trust in Jesus and hold on. Keep holding on. Keep trusting in him. He'll bring you through every time.